And welcome back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined in studio now by Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, who joins us in studio. Thanks so much for being here.
It's great being here.
So, I'm still getting acclimated here with the community here, but before we get started, just kind of explain to me the mission of Pawnee Mental Health and your role in the community.
Yes. Pawnee Mental Health is a licensed by the state of Kansas Community Mental Health Center and Substance Abuse Treatment organization. We provide services through 10 counties in north central Kansas, serving about 7,000 people annually. The mission of Pawnee Mental Health is to improve the quality of life in our communities, especially relative towards untreated substance abuse and mental health problems. We provide a wide range of services. Some services are exclusive to the community mental health centers. The exclusive services that we provide include services to children who have serious emotional disturbances, services to adults who have severe and persistent mental illnesses. And then there are two other ways in which we're different from any other mental health provider in the community, and that is that we're required to provide services regardless of ability to pay. And so if an individual in our community needs mental health care, and they come to our facility requesting services but don't have health insurance, maybe they're unemployed, maybe they're underemployed and lack financial resources of their own, then as a part of our statute or part of the statutes requiring community mental health centers requires us to provide those services without regard to that individual's ability to pay. And that's something that is very different from other mental health providers in the community. As a result of that, we receive some funding support from our local county government. We also receive some funding support from state government. That allows us or helps us meet our mission to serve. Those dollars, however, are not adequate to meet all of the need of the community. And so in recent years, we've also undertaken efforts to increase charitable giving within the community. And we hired our first full-time development manager a year ago, or actually it's been 2 years ago. And then we've continued to develop and attempt to expand those efforts to encourage individuals to think about Pawnee Mental Health and our mission in the community when it comes to their charitable giving. We are a 501c3 organization, and so as a private not-for-profit, we're eligible to receive private gifts from individuals. The other thing that makes us different from any other community or from any other mental health provider is that we provide services regardless of the individual's status as our client. And so other mental health providers are able to make decisions about who they provide services to. And as a community mental health center, we provide services to anybody who requests our services at any time that they need those services, particularly in crisis situations. And so providing services without regard to pay and without regard to status as a client are two of the things that are trademarks of Pawnee Mental Health Services.
All right. Well, you ask anybody here in Kansas, really across the country, you know, mental health is a top priority here. It's an issue that we see turn up in national news, local news sometimes, but being able to provide that kind of service I know is valuable.
That's right. And there are 26 community mental health centers throughout the state of Kansas. All 105 counties in Kansas have a community mental health center that provides services within that county. Another thing that I didn't mention that is also an exclusive sort of responsibility of the community mental health centers is that We're the mental health authorities in our counties, which means that when there is an individual who may be dangerous to themselves or dangerous to others because of untreated mental illness or because of an acute episode of mental illness, Pawnee Mental Health's staff have the responsibility and the authority to do an evaluation of that individual and to determine whether or not that individual needs to be hospitalized. And, you know, typically we would like to think that hospitalization is something that individuals make a decision about on their own. But there are two kinds of mental health hospitalizations, and they're divided into the category of voluntary or involuntary. And so a voluntary admission to a hospital would be when somebody recognizes that they need mental health hospitalization or treatment and are willing to consent to their treatment and to admit themselves to a psychiatric hospital. An involuntary hospitalization would be one where somebody was a danger to themselves or to somebody else because of their mental illness, but they either couldn't or wouldn't consent to their own treatment. And so in those situations, a qualified mental health professional at Pawnee Mental Health Services has that ability to do that assessment and that evaluation and to make that determination about whether or not an individual really needs to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis to protect themselves or to protect others.
All right. And we were talking a little bit ahead of the show here about the importance of grants. And you've gotten a grant here, as I understand, recently for the Crisis Center there?
That's right. And this is part of we call it a continuum of care for mental health. And the grant we received was for $725,000 from the state of Kansas to open a community crisis stabilization center. And so we have been working on this project since this summer when we first received notice of the grant. We've identified a location. The facility will be located or housed within one of our facilities on Hayes Drive. And we are at this point working with architects and contractors to pull together the pricing for remodeling the facility that this crisis stabilization center will be located in. We're very excited about this opportunity because for years we've had a situation where individuals need a level of care that's not readily available to them. And so we may have individuals, for example, who benefit from outpatient therapy and outpatient services who don't quite need an inpatient stay, but who really need some sort of a intervention that's between outpatient and inpatient. And so this crisis stabilization service will be one that they'll be able to take advantage of that we hope will help prevent hospitalizations, whether those hospitalizations are voluntary or involuntary. The other way in which we see this crisis stabilization center is really benefiting the community is that oftentimes our law enforcement officers will come into contact with individuals in the community who have mental illnesses or substance use disorders who need some help. But again, you know, they want to intervene before they give law enforcement any kind of a reason to arrest them or before they give Pawnee Mental Health, for example, a reason to involuntarily commit them to a psychiatric hospital. And so this is a resource that the police department will be able to use and that Pawnee Mental Health will be able to use, again, as a place for people to go who are having an acute episode of mental illness to help observe them and stabilize them so that they can avoid whether it is an incarceration or a hospitalization. So we're really excited about it and feel like this will help fill in a gap that has existed in our community. It's also going to serve not only Riley County, but it will serve Pottawatomie County, Marshall County, Geary County, Clay County, and all 10 counties that Pawnee Mental Health serves. So it's a resource that's been long needed in our community.
In terms of space here, what are we talking about?
This facility will be about 6 beds to begin with. We're looking at about 5,000 square feet. It's a little bit under 5,000 square feet. We do believe that there will be future opportunities to expand services. We're starting at 6, wanting to see just what the occupation or what the census will be. And if we see over time that all 6 beds are filled, you know, on a regular basis, and there's a demand or a need for additional resources, then the building that we're in has the capacity to be expanded. And so there's lots of good reasons for why that particular location is ideal for this facility.
Okay. Dave?
Robin, I have a question. Later today at noon, the Riley County Commission is meeting with the area's legislative delegation with their annual legislative luncheon to talk about things that are of concern to Riley County. I know that among the discussions, I believe the health department is going to be leading this discussion, is the community basis crisis stabilization centers. Is there something that are you participating in that? Do you have could you elaborate a little bit more on the state level of engagement there?
Yes, we've had conversations with our state legislators about the Crisis Stabilization Center. The funding that we have from the state right now is out of fiscal year 18 dollars, and it's being spent over fiscal year 19. The challenge that we're facing moving forward is that there aren't any fiscal year 19 dollars currently allocated towards the Community Crisis Stabilization Center in Manhattan. And so I do have some concerns about state funding, particularly for the second half of fiscal year 19. That's something that I've had some conversations with our legislators about, and I'll continue to talk with them about. We will need to look at some kind of a strategy for how we ensure that there be ongoing state support of this facility. The state does expect that I would develop with the counties a sustainability plan that included county support of the operation. And so those are conversations that I'm also having with county commissioners, but the role of the state in continuing to support this local initiative remains very important. The local crisis stabilization centers that have been developed throughout the state are being developed because of the state's need to reduce the census of individuals in the state psychiatric hospitals. So I see this as being a necessary partnership between the state and local governing authorities. Thank you for that question.
Yeah. We'll continue on our conversation here with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, right after this.
K-Man News is brought to you by ESB Financial. May you be blessed with a fellowship of family and friends this Christmas season. ESB wishes you a Merry